Hey, happy Friday. Thanks for being on being here this morning, listening to part of the show, sharing your morning with me. The debt ceiling conversation continues, passes in the Senate. There were a lot of no votes, a lot of consternation about what was there. There wasn't enough for Republicans, too much for Democrats, but there was enough bipartisan support, especially in the House, to get this thing passed. One of the yes votes, Arizona Congressman Juan Siskamani, and he joins us now. Congressman, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
First of all, let's talk about the decision. Your yes vote. Can you explain why you were a yes and how you defended that yes?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, first of all, we've been talking about this. Washington has had a spending addiction for a long time, given us inflation. It's given us high interest rates. Cost of living is high. These are the things that we were there to tackle and do it responsibly. So what we have here is negotiation that initially the Democrats were not willing to move the needle at all. They wanted new taxes. They wanted a clean lift on the ceiling. They wanted, red line was no work requirements. They were not even willing to negotiate on this. So we had to push them on this. And the way we did that was with the Limit, Save, and Grow Act, which was the Republican priorities on this debt ceiling. We passed that knowing that that was going to be just a starting point, not the end-all be-all that we knew we were going to be able to get because we have a divided government. So that was the starting point. Finally got Biden to the table after 97 days of refusing to negotiate at all. And that's when we started having the conversations back and forth on this bipartisan supported bill of the Fiscal Responsibility Act. So the way that we've been talking about this is we have a lot of wins on this. It's not a perfect bill. No one is claiming it is. There are things that I wish we would have gotten that we don't have. But I'll talk about the things that we do have in there. We are spending less next year than we are spending this year. There are no new taxes, no new government programs, and the obvious win here is that we didn't do a clean lift of the debt ceiling. The last nine times the debt ceiling had been just clean under Republican and Democrat presidents and Congresses. So this is the first time that happened in the last nine times. And also, we avoided default, and our veterans are getting taken care of, and so are our seniors. So we avoided a very bad situation on either the clean lift or the default, and we actually gained quite a bit of ground. Not perfect. We're turning this big ship around of spending, and we're doing it, one of these bills at a time.
There were a number of Republicans, including some of your colleagues in the Arizona delegation, that voted no. And was there any conversation of what they thought you could get? I'm going to say you, the Republicans, could get that they weren't getting that would have converted them to a yes vote. Did you have conversations about why they continued to vote no?
I honestly don't know what would have gotten them to a yes, Mike, to be honest with you. And they had to make their own calculated decision on what they saw. There's a lot of misinformation out there on what this does. The way that I looked at this, I have a responsibility to govern. Washington is famous for passing things that will never become law just so that they can get their name on something that they agree with. I wasn't sent up there to play those games. I want to get something on the table that will actually get through. The reality is that whether we like it or not, that we have a Republican House, a Democrat Senate, and a Democrat president. I'm going to work hard to change that and make sure that we win the majority in the Senate and the White House back. But the reality that we have right now is this, and this is what we could agree on. I challenge everyone that was voting no on this. Well, give us something that would have the support on both chambers and that the president would sign. Otherwise, we're just approaching this cliff that will not be good for our country. It would actually be terrible. So this is what we could have that would actually move the needle and avoid the inevitable default that was coming had we not passed this.
Arizona Congressman Juan Siskamani is joining me. So now let's talk about what's next, because rolling into 2024, everything you just said, is that messaging going to get those victories that Republicans need? Are Republicans, yourself included, going to be able to go to constituents and say we need to expand the majority in the House, we need to gain the majority in the Senate, we need to gain the presidency, and here's why, and here's what it will accomplish? Or do you believe that message is going to resonate rolling into 2024 based on this negotiation?
We have a list of things that we still want to get through on this that we're going to need to have majorities to be able to do that. And that's going to be a good driver to be able to get to that point. Speaking of next steps, though, even before 24, in terms of the election, we have to look at
moving as a part of life.
Process. That is where where the spending goes and how much of the spending happens is going to take place. And that's something that some people may not fully be aware of, that this bill that we passed this week gives the framework and the top line of the spending. But how much of it we spend and where it goes will be up to the appropriations process. And I'm the only member from Arizona on the appropriations committee. So I'll be carrying the voice of my constituents, of course, and also Arizona in terms of where we need to be fiscally responsible, which is going to be all across the board by funding defense, funding our veterans, and rescinding COVID unused money and so on. So these are the things that we're going to be still battling in appropriation. So I tell people this isn't over. Whether you're happy or unhappy with the vote, this is something that we need to continue to talk, because the real battle is going to be in the appropriations process.
So then that leads me to the question that your Republican colleagues that voted no, is there a rift within the party, or is it you now realizing, are they all realizing, all of you collectively, that you're right, this battle isn't over, and in order to get the things you want, you're going to have to stay together. Is that what's next?
No rift on my behalf with anyone, for sure. I have friends and colleagues that voted no on this, which we didn't agree on this vote, but now we're on to the next battle. And that's what we have to move on here in terms of focusing how we're going to be distributing this money now. And I look forward to having a conversation with my colleagues, but definitely my constituents. All day today, Mike, I'm actually driving to Wilcox right now. Some members in the past, even in this district, have taken a vote like this one and then gone away for a few days or weeks to avoid the feedback. I'm not doing that. I'm actually going to the entire parts of the district over the weekend to hear from people, both that are happy and unhappy with this. So not only with my colleagues, but with my constituents, I want to continue to hear from them on this and work together on the next step, which is the appropriations process.
So the last question then is one of the big negatives for some Republicans was defense spending, military spending. What happens with military spending during this time? Do you think it will be sufficient?
That's one of the points that I want to get more in there as well. Defense spending was increased, but it was increased by 3%. I wish it would have been increased by more than that, at least to be able to keep up with inflation. And that wasn't there. So that's a battle that we're going to continue to have. And that's one of the issues that is still on our list. Again, it was increased, not at the amount that many of us wish it would have been,
I think we're starting to, I think we lost the congressman. Yes, he said he was on his way to Wilcox. If he jumps back in, if you're able to get him, Julie, just tell him we said thank you. Just some information from Congressman Juan Ciscomani on it. He is heading out to Wilcox to talk to constituents. Just wanted you to hear from why a Republican voted yes on this in Arizona, and we'll see how things go moving forward.